Because the Texans won on Saturday night at NRG Stadium, you win, too. A free Texans slush at participating area Sonic drive-in locations. This Sonic game recap takes you into the locker room following the victory over Atlanta.
From Fitzpatrick tonight.
I think he did pretty well. I mean, he's a good player. I mean, he's a smart guy. He functions at a really high level in two-minute situations. And that's a situation that we practice, been practicing since veteran minicamp. And just trying to go out and make sure we execute that, just like we've been trying to do all training camp and OTAs.
He found you on the move. He was on the move, and you found a hole in the end zone. Some thoughts about that play?
Oh, I mean, exactly that. You know, just trying to make sure you stay alive when he gets those feet going. And in the end zone, just making sure you stay in bounds, you know, because they can push you out of bounds when he gets out of the pocket. So just trying to be alive and make sure we get our blocks in the second level, too. But I thought that was a pretty impressive drive 14 put together.
It's got to be good for you guys after last year and then the first preseason game against Arizona to get this at home and to blow out another team.
Yeah, you know, it's always good to get a win. We haven't had one since September, something like that. So,
15th.
You know, even though it's a preseason game, it feels good.
The two-minute drive, did you know Ryan was going to come back in and you guys would try to run that?
I didn't at all. When I saw him put his helmet on, I was trying to get out there myself, honestly. I think, you know, it was just something we wanted to practice, you know, situational-wise, and they executed it, to perfection.
Was that as sharp as it looked from afar? I mean, he had 5 of 6, something like 60 yards. He had the run and then the TDs thrown across his body.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everything, you know, basically was as planned as, you know, we practiced. And, you know, practice makes perfect, they went out there and did a great job executing.
I know it was only the preseason, but you saw Ryan stay so calm after what happened in the first game. Do you guys just kind of watch him as he goes about his business and just kind of is, I guess, even Steven every day?
Yeah, he's a great guy, you know, off the field, as well as on the field. He's not a different guy. He's composed all throughout. Last week, you know, y'all would probably say he had a bad game, but, you know, he came out of practice with the same enthusiasm that he has before and just, you know, kept everybody going.
Explain the difference between last week and this week. I mean, it was like two different teams.
I think it's just a mindset. I think it's something. And if we come in and play the way that we did today, if we come in with the aggressive attitude on the attack and then I think we're going to be in a good spot. I think you saw that today. It's a little glimpse of what we've been working on, what we've been practicing, and we're looking to come out every game with that kind of fire, you know, from here on out.
Bit of a confidence booster tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, not after a game like this, at least speaking for myself, you kind of breathe a little bit.
Can you see what the guys were out there doing before you got out there? Was that giving you more juice to keep that going?
Absolutely. Whether it's offense, defense, special teams, we feed off each other. You know, I think any good football team feeds off each other, whether it's one player after another or one unit after another. And I think that's what makes good teams is when you can appreciate and get excited about what other guys are doing. And then you don't worry about your own problems as much. And then you can move forward and be, you know, have the energy that they had.
How comfortable do you feel out there now?
I think it grows every day, whether it's a practice. And like you said, I think this week a practice against Atlanta made a lot of us comfortable, not only myself, but other the young guys that haven't played much football. And I think that's something that, you know, it's going to help us moving forward after this week. And then next week, obviously, is another progressive week for us.
This has got to give you guys just a nice boost of confidence moving forward,
absolutely.
Going into Denver.
You know, offensively, defensively, and special teams, you know, we play, you know, I wouldn't say as best we could play, but, I mean, compared to last week, you know, we were getting first down, we were moving the ball, running the ball well, passing the ball well. It just felt good to get in the end zone, actually. I mean, everyone was excited to be out there, and the environment was good. And, the one thing we got to fix is penalties. It was over 100 yards, and, you know, that's got to be fixed.
Bill was high on you from the get-go, but he's shown early on he's going to put you out there, whether it's, you know, as a double tight end, yeah. Ryan was throwing you. How nice is that for you as a rookie to know that the coach and the offense and the team are believing in you this early?
Yeah, it feels good. You know, I'm confident in my abilities. When he puts me on the field, I'm gonna do everything as hard as I can. And okay, coach. But when he puts me on the field, I'm gonna do everything as hard as I can. Whether it's blocking on the edge or running a 5-10 yard route, catching first down on a big third down. That's my job. That's why I'm here, and I'm excited to keep moving forward here.